Any correlation between these toxicity issues and benefit?
Yeah, so I think what I'd be able to say just from looking at all the data that's been presented, and there have been many CAR T studies presented, is that not having any CRS is probably a bad thing. You probably want to have at least a little bit of CRS. People who don't have any CRS tend not to respond. But just because you had CRS doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to respond or that you'll respond for a long time. So it's sort of a way to weed out who probably isn't going to benefit, but doesn't say anything about the people who had it if they're definitely going to benefit.
What about the neurologic issues? When do you see them and what do you see?
Yeah, neurological issues are still being learned about more. Neurotoxicity can occur anytime in the first month after CAR T. Typically, it occurs within the first 14 days. Some of the earlier reports had it as late as day 11, but sometimes it can occur more soon. And it's hard sometimes to tease it out from CRS, right? Because if you have a patient who's 68 and has a fever of 39, they may be a little bit confused, and that wouldn't necessarily say that they had neurotoxicity. One of the things that's very interesting about neurotoxicity associated with CAR T versus garden variety CTCAE grading neurotoxicity is that it really manifests as this sort of dysarthria, dysgraphia. Patients can't really quite speak what they want to say. They almost have like an aphasia. They're a little bit confused, but it's not that they're having a full-on paralysis or an inability, you know, for functional ADLs, as you say. You know, they just are really confused. And I guess the best way to describe it is they almost seem a little drunk. And that is one of the hallmarks of the CAR T-associated neurotoxicity as it pertains to what we know so far, which is more based on CD19 CAR T therapy, not so much on myeloma therapy because it's less vetted out and much younger. So it's a little bit different than your garden variety neurotoxicity you would talk about in internal medicine.
I can't remember whether this might have been CD19 or not, but I heard stories about subtle neurologic things that unless you ask, you know, people not being able to use their phone or whatever. Do you see that? And did you see anything like that in this man?
Yeah, there are really subtle elements of neurotoxicity. I totally agree with that. And that's sort of why the CARTOX 10 was invented. It's a quick and easy tool to apply, and it does require the patient to write. And handwriting is one of the things that is one of the first to go. And if you think about it, it does require the brain processing something, spitting it back out to the hand, and a fine motor coordination. So it really does encompass a lot of things that's necessary for functional brain activity. And so this has been nicely used as a tool. And so you really won't notice unless you ask. If you just ask a patient, hey, do you know where you are, what day it is? That's not a good enough assessment because a lot of patients will have been told right before you walk in the room, you know, it's today is Tuesday, or, you know, I know where I am and I know what my name is. But a functional task is probably a better way to assess these people.